Empowering words from Rothy.
Don't worry about the failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. So for most of my life, I put off the idea of being an actual artist. So when I was younger, I had this big dream of becoming an artist, being a creative. I loved writing. I loved anything that had to do with creativity. And in fact, I was that very quiet kid that either spent his time with his nose in a sketchbook or building something out of clay or Play-Doh. I wouldn't just play with my toys. I would create things with my toys. I would create worlds and I would create stories and situations and imagery and sculpture and different things that were creative. That's where I thrived the most as a child. I didn't enjoy playing sports. I didn't enjoy a lot of social interactions. If anything, I was very, very much in my mind, in my imagination. And my biggest dream was to just be a creative person, to live a creative lifestyle. I pictured myself being surrounded by instruments and art supplies and writing paraphernalia, just all kinds of really good creative soul-feeding type of things, and that's the lifestyle that I pictured. Eventually, as I got older, that seemed to be more of what imaginations usually are accused of being dreams, airy-fairy, in-the-clouds ideas that just are not realistic. And so I was told that my dream of being a creative, of living that kind of lifestyle, was unrealistic. What I didn't know at the time was that I was surrounded by people that just didn't understand that that was a possibility or that that was a reality. They didn't see the world in that way. They didn't see the world through the way that a creative person would see the world. And so for them, it was virtually impossible to try and be a creative. But because I was living in that world, I decided that I needed to be more realistic. I needed to get my head out of the clouds and I needed to think of the future and what the world really was. It was almost like the world was split into these two ideals. One of them was this imaginary world where I was happy and I was doing these things that I wanted to do, and the other one was the real world where I had to deal with real world adult things. And obviously back then I was not very happy and I was pursuing a life that just didn't seem genuine to me. That wasn't really genuine to me. It wasn't that it didn't seem genuine, it's that it wasn't genuine, but I tried to make it a genuine thing. I tried to wear that facade as if it were my own. The reason that I did all this for so long, for a long time in my life, I worked in corporate, I had relationships with people that weren't very supportive of my creative side or didn't even know about my creative side, and in fact it was something that I hid about myself from a lot of people because I felt like they would look down on me because of my management skills and the fact that I was very analytical and very good at what I did. The secret was, though, that because I was such an out-of-the-box thinker because of my creative side, it made me very successful in corporate. Although I was very successful in corporate and received a lot of accolades, I just wasn't happy. I wasn't happy living that life, and I felt like something was missing. Anytime that I thought of living a creative life and living as an artist, as a creative, and making a living of it, what I didn't realize was that my imagination was working against me. I was picturing myself just failing constantly at it. It was that fear of failure that kept me from taking that step because I had been succeeding so much in the corporate world, in being able to make money in that world, that the idea of going off into this world that was imaginary, not even real, that was just the most foolish thing that I could ever do, and that pretty much my entire life would fall apart if I did that, if I took that step to being a creative, and that I would fail miserably. And of course, what I didn't know at the time was that, yes, that entire world that I built that was completely fake, that wasn't really me, would absolutely fall apart, and a different world would open up to me. The world of creativity that was living within me would finally be able to present itself in tangible, in real ways, because I would have to fail in order to be able to succeed. That was huge for me. It was that fear of failure that kept me from even taking a step in that direction. After I realized that you can fail over and over and over, but as long as you don't give up, you will not fail completely. It's impossible to fail. I always tell other artists, it is impossible to fail unless you give up. Just because you ran into a roadblock, just because things are not quite working out yet, just because maybe something that you thought was going to turn out great did not turn out great, it doesn't mean that you completely failed and now it's time to give up. It just means that you failed. And you take that experience and you learn from that experience and you think to yourself, what will I do differently next time? And then you try something different next time. And even that time, it may fail again. And you just keep going and keep going. It wasn't until I realized, don't worry about the failures. Worry about the chances that you miss when you don't even try. Because I realized that my life, I wasn't regretting any of the decisions that I had made. I was regretting the decisions that I didn't make. The chances that I didn't take, the things that I didn't try, those were the things that were living with me as regrets. Those were the regrets that I had. I didn't even regret going into management. None of the decisions that I've made in my life bring any regret with them. The regret are the things that I avoided doing because I was too afraid. Because either I was afraid to fail, I was afraid for some reason. And even though it was something that I knew that I wanted to do, or even that I kind of wanted to do, and then I avoided doing it, it lived on with me and it stayed inside of me. And I lived with that regret because I didn't even try. And what I realized was, my failures be damned. I've failed a bunch of times. Who cares? I've failed in all areas of my life horribly. And I've also succeeded in all areas of my life. And really, I don't have any regrets about the failures. Those are just things that happened and I moved on. If you don't do it, then you're going to regret it. So I'll leave you with this. Don't worry about the failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try.